The Giants are primed for a Week 9 matchup with the Eagles, and we're back for another episode of Crossfire. I'm Madeline Burke here with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks, Super Bowl champion Howard Cross. Fellas, let's jump into it. The Giants facing the Eagles and their rookie quarterback, Carson Wentz. The best way to rattle a rookie quarterback is to stop the run and force third and long passes. True or false?
I think it's just to keep his helmet in the locker room. That'll rattle a rookie quarterback. Or steal his playbook. But no, seriously, I think you will have to take away one of the favorite targets for a tight end. For a rookie quarterback, and that's the tight end.
I would love to think the tight end is the most important part of this thing, but the best part about this guy is he's been able to throw the ball all over the field. He's had time all day. So the best thing to do is get him off his point, make him nervous, and make him one-dimensional. The guy that's the most important player on the field is not the quarterback. He's a small guy, an Oompa Loompa, a tiny person. It's Darren Sproles. Stop him, you stop the quarterback.
Well, you could think of that way, but they need to get the ball down the field. Sproles catches it, so does his tight end. I think it's the tight end because when you look at every successful rookie quarterback, history tells you if there's a good tight end on the roster, it's his favorite target.
I know you keep saying a tight end, but think about this. If you blitz him, if you come after him, you start going after him, trying to hit him, who's going to stay in to get him? Darren Sproles has to stay in the game. The tight end might stay in the game, may not, but Darren Sproles will have to stay in to protect the quarterback. They can't afford
protect him so that he can throw it to the tight end.
Yeah, the tight end, he's not going to be a factor in this game. Sproles is the factor. You want to stop when
Sproles is always a factor, but the tight end will be the key to stopping
him. I don't know about the tight end. I'm not going on that one.
Tight end or the running game, we will see. The Giants and Eagles are both sitting at 4-3, tied for second in the division as they head into Sunday afternoon's matchup.